recording. Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Chet tonight, and learning tonight is Lilui Neshama, my grandfather's. My grandfather's Yortzeit tonight. So it's Lilui Neshama of Nata Nata Ben Chaim Zeb, Zechron Levracha. You know, my Zekena team. Anyway, so Matnitin, the Mishnah says, Reb Lezer Omer, this is on the second line on Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, 38a, Lamed Chet Amud Aleph. Matnitin, Reb Lezer Omer, Yom Tov HaSimach LeShabbat. Let's say if Yontov is right next to Shabbos, he says, Bein Milfin Abim Lecharei. Well, Yontov comes on a Friday, or Yontov is on a Sunday. But I have 2 days, Yontov and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yontov. Ma'arei Badam Shnei Eruvin. So according, this is going to be the opinion of the Tana Reb Lezer. So according to Reb Lezer, I could have one Eruv Tchumen for Yontov and a different Eruv Tchumen for Shabbos, meaning my makam shvita, my tchum, could be different for Yontov and Shabbos. So Yontov, I could walk one distance, and then Shabbos, a different place. He says, va'omer, and then he makes the statement, he has to make the declaration, eruvi barishon lemizrach, my eruv in the first is to, let's say, the east of the city. He says, uvesheni lemarav, and the second day is to the west of the city. Or the opposite, barishon lemarav, on the first day is to the west, uvesheni lemizrach. Or he could say Eruvi Barishon, my Eruv applies to the first day. Let's say if it's Friday is Yontov, so my Eruv will apply on Friday. Uvesheni Kivnei Iri. But on Sheni, I'm like everybody else here. I'm like the regular town. I don't have any specific, you know, Eruv extending or changing my Makam Shvita. Or Eruvi Besheni, my Eruv will be effective for the second day of the 2 days, in Shabbos. Uvarishon Kivnei Iri. So let's to summarize this opinion of Reb Lezer. The Gemara is going to clarify. Reb Lezer holds it's two Kedushot. In other words, Shabbos is one Kedusha, Yontov is a different Kedusha. It's like two different independent entities. So I can have one Eruv on one day and one Eruv on another day, like never the twain shall meet. Okay? That's the first opinion. Now we don't know this yet, but the Gemara is going to explain that the Chamim are Mesupak. They don't know whether it's two Kedushot or maybe one Kedusha. Now, it's strange to think that it'd be one Kedusha. So I was talking to Rabbi Packer today. So he was saying that, you know, Yontov could have an aspect of Shabbos. In other words, they both have a lot of prohibited Malachot. And we say that it's Shabbos is Tchilo Mikrai Kodesh. So it's like the first, one way to understand it, it's the first, if you look in Parshas Emor, it's the first item that's mentioned, you know, or that's one way of learning the Psukim, that mentions Shabbos, that mentions Yom Tovim. And he was sort of explaining, like, and I was discussing it with him, like, based on the Ramban. In other words, Shabbos represents that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. Yontov represents Hashem is the God of history. He's involved with us throughout. And both of those are, you know, form, you know, the foundation of our faith, that we believe that God is the creator and that he's involved with us throughout history. So you can understand this idea that it's, if I have Friday Yontov then Shabbos, or Shabbos then Yontov, that it's one Kedusha. So the Chachamim, again, we don't know this yet, they're Mesupak, whether it's two Kedusha or one Kedusha. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim saying, O Ma'arev L'ruach Echad, O Inu Ma'arev Kol Ikar. In other words, it's got to be, you can't select two different Eruvin for two different days. It's got to be one direction or nothing, like all or nothing. He says, O Ma'arev L'shnei Yamim, O Inu Ma'arev Kol Ikar. Or he makes an Eruv for 2 days, or he doesn't make an Eruv at all. That's the way the Chachamim say. Now, the Gemara is going to ask that those two lines seem to be the same thing. In other words, I'm making one direction or not, it's 2 days, it's the same thing. But the Gemara will clarify. He says, Ketzad Yaseh. So how should one conduct oneself according to the Sheet of the Chachamim? Again, for the people who came in now, we're on Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, around the 10th line down in the Mishnah, 38a. So Ketzad Yaseh, Molicho Barishon, Umach Shechalav, Venotlo. Ubalo. He says, so the first day, let's say Yontov's on a Friday, and then I have Shabbos. So he wants to have an Eruv. So he's got to have an Eruv for both days, we said, according to the Chachamim. So he'll bring like his loaf of bread. He says, he'll bring it to the location. He'll wait till nightfall, and then he'll take the loaf of bread and go. The second day, he'll bring his loaf of bread to the location. He'll wait till night, then, I don't know, make kiddush or whatever, and then he'll eat the loaf of bread. He says, Ubalo. In such a fashion, he benefits from the where he could walk. In other words, now he's able to walk, you know, further in a certain direction that he wants. And then he's also benefit from the food. He's able to eat the food. He says, Ne'achal barishon. Now, let's say this is really the litmus test. Let's say the Eruv is eaten on the first day. So a ruvo l'rishon ve'en a ruvo l'sheni. So he only has an eruv for one day, not for the second day. Now, it's tricky. You see, if we're saying that it's one kedusha, so I really shouldn't even need two eruvim, really, right? I just need one eruv for one, should do for both, the l'chora. And then let's say one gets eaten. So why does it disappear? So he says, Amar lahem Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer says, L'chamim modim atem li shein shtei kedushot. Apparently then you concede to me that it's two kedushot. Otherwise, why when it's eaten does he lose the eruv for the second day? So it is two kedushot, two separate entities. So the Gemara is going to explain, though we don't know this yet, that the chamim are mesupach both ways. In other words, it might be two kedushot, it might be one kedusha. So if the Erev is eaten, so I don't know if the Erev is effective or it's not effective. So I have the worst of all possible worlds. So if my house is in the city and my Erev is let's say 2,000 amo to the east of the city, and then the Erev gets eaten on the first day on Yantiv. So now I don't know if that Erev is effective for Shabbos, and that's my Makom Shvita, or perhaps my house is the Makom Shvita. So in that case, I'm limited to the chumras of both. So I'm only limited to the space between my Erev and my house. In other words, I can't go west of my house because it might be my Makom Shvita. In other words, let's say his house is in location A and the Erev is 2,000 amo to the east in location B. So now the Erev got eaten. So he doesn't know now, maybe his Makom Shvita is in location B and he's got 2,000 amo from there. Or maybe he defaults over to location A. It's not good. And now he's 2,000 amot from there. So he's limited to the space, you know, the 2,000 amot between the two ostensible Eruvim. Okay, let's just repeat again for everybody who came in and for everybody else, and we'll go on. So we're taking up the issue. We said already, Aleph Beis, that a person has a Tchum Shabbos and a Tchum Yom Tov. I'm limited on how far I can walk on Shabbos, how far I can walk on Yom Tov, 2,000 amot. And according to most Mepharshim, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. We said, though, that a person can change his Makom Shvita for Shabbos or Yom Tov. Either he could be out, you know, with nightfall and declare this his Makom Shvita, a different location, within 2,000 amot of the first location, or he can have a shliach put food at that location, in which case, and declare that that's his Makom Shvita. So all the way he could do that. So the issue that we took up in the Mishnah is, let's say I have 2 days. Let's say I have Yom Tov immediately followed by Shabbos. So do I need one Erev, two Erevs? Can I establish one different Makom Shvita for each day? So the Tanur of Lezer said, it's clear. You have two Kedushot. They're two separate independent entities, Shabbos and Yom Tov. And so I can have one Erev for Yom Tov and one Erev for Shabbos, and it can be different Makom Shvita for Friday and different Makom Shvita for Shabbos. That's the way the Tanur of Lezer holds, okay? But then the Chachamim, we don't really know what the Chachamim hold yet. We just read the Mishnah, but the Gemara is going to explain the Chachamim are Mesupach. They're not certain. Is it one Kedusha or two Kedushot? So if it's one Kedusha, I only need one Eruv, last me through the whole thing. But if it's two Kedushot, I need two Eruvim, and then I'd be able to do everything that the Reb Lezer said to do. So the real issue becomes when, let's say, I don't set the Eruv in the same place for 2 days. So let's say somebody's got noise here. Who is it? Michael, could you mute yourself? And Ruth also, please mute yourselves, okay? So
now I have a question. That's why I unmuted.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. Okay, then I'll be with you. Okay, let me just help you along. Okay. So now so the question is, let's say the Erev gets eaten. So I have an Erev for day one. I don't have an Erev for day two. So what's my situation? So the Gemara is going to explain that the Chumra hold, I have to do the Chumras of both. In other words, I have point A and point B. So I'm going to be limited to the space between A and B. I won't have east of B and I won't have west of A. Okay, who's Michael, what do you got for me?
Why don't we say it's a halacha derabbanan, suffik derabbanan lahakel, and so you can go in either direction.
That was my question.
Yeah. So I don't.
Miskaven to Fern.
Yeah, I'm not sure that this is a suffik derabbanan. In other words, a suffik derabbanan, I have. In other words, here there's a machloket in the shitot, right? In other words, I don't know if that's the same as quite the suffik. In other words, suffik derabbanan. I'm not sure if something exists or doesn't exist, but here it's I know the facts, but I don't know what halacha applies. So that's
isn't that a suffix?
I don't think that's exactly the same as a suffix, but I'll look into it, Michael Blinetter. Okay. But I don't know if that's exactly the same as a suffix. In other words, sveika derabanan is, let's say, I don't know if something happened or didn't happen, and it was a derabanan, so it's sveika derabanan lakula. Here I know exactly what happened, but I'm just trying to apply the halacha. Do you hear the difference? In other words, I know all the facts. The facts are clear to me. The loaf got eaten. But now I'm trying to establish, is the halacha that my makom shvita is in place B or place A? That's the way it seems to me. Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments, or thoughts, anything we did?
And not everyone holds tochum is the rabbanon.
Say it again. Right. That's true. That's true. We learned that Rabbi Akiva holds it's a din d'oraisa. That's true. All right.
If you hold this one kedusha, if the eruv gets eaten on Friday before Shabbat,
can
you still carry?
Then it's not an issue of
Can you still walk? I'm sorry.
Right, you still have your Eruv, right? That's correct. If I would say that. Okay, we'll see further in the Gemara. We're just really getting into this, sugya, okay? I jumped the gun by giving you more explanation that was in the Mishnah, okay? So let's take a look in the Gemara on Lamed Chenam and Aleph now. Now, one line in the Mishnah has said, within the sheet of the Chachamim, we remember the Chachamim said, O ma'ariv l'ruach chadam or kolikar, you make an Eruv for one direction or not at all. In other words, it's like all or nothing. So if you're making the Eruv to the east for the 2 days, it's to the east, not at all. And then they said, Omar of the Shnei Yamim, Omar of the Kolikar, you make an Eruv for 2 days or not at all. Meaning that each day you'll set up the Eruv in the same location or not at all. That's what the Chachamim say. So the Gemara says, Gemara, the Ruach Achat, my Niu, the Shnei Yamim. What does Ruach Achat mean in one direction? It means for both days that you have the Eruv in the same place. The Shnei Yamim, my Niu. What does it mean 2 days making the same Eruv? That's the Ruach Chachat, same direction. Hainu Kamaita, that's the same thing. So the Gemara is saying the two lines of the Mishnah are really saying the same thing. The Chachamim hold, I have to have the same setup. In other words, I take my loaf of bread to location B on Friday or on Thursday night, and I take my bread on Friday night to location B as well. He says, so Haki Kamri the Rabban and the Reb Lezer. This is what the Chachamim were saying to the Tana Reb Lezer. Don't you concede that you can't split up a day? I can't have two Eruvim for one day. Let's say, whether it's Shabbos or Yontiv, I can't split the day in half and say, Friday night till Shabbos morning, my Eruv will be in the north. And then from Friday night, from Shabbos morning until Shabbos evening, it'll be in the south. I can't do that. So Amar Lehen Aval. He said Aval. Aval means not but it means truly. If you look in Rashi here, let's look at the Rashi, the third medium wide line in Rashi. Aval, Emet, Kemo Aval Sarah, Matarkim Kushta. Like there's, Hashem says to Avram, Aval Sarah Ishtecha Yuled Lecha Bein. That's the Kriyas Torah at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Aval Sarah Ishtecha Yuled Lecha Bein. Doesn't mean but your wife Sarah is giving. It means truly, Bram. And then Rashi brings down, it says, the brothers say concerning Yosef when they're in Egypt, Vayomru Ishal Achiv, Aval Ashimim Anachnu Elachinu, Asherainu. Aval Ashimim Anachnu. Doesn't mean but we're liable. Means truly, Aval Ashimim Anachnu. We are guilty on that. So the word Aval, we don't use it so much in modern Hebrew that way, as far as I'm aware. But in Mishnaic Hebrew, it's a usage that Aval means like truth. And it's interesting, in that Pasuk, you have, I think, 9 Aleph's in a row. Vayomru ish el achiv, aval ashemim anachnu el achinu asher ra'inu. So that's 9 words, each one beginning with an aleph. I think that might be the record in Chumash for number of words beginning with the letter aleph. Okay, in a row that is. Okay, so let's take it back in the Gemara. So Amar lehen aval. He said, yeah, I agree with that. So they said to him, Kshem She'im Arvin Liyom Echad, it's a little bit like cross-examination in a court, Robert. You know, you try to open up the defendant, you know, like let's say it's a speeding case. Is it possible you went, not 35 miles an hour, you went 36, 37 miles an hour? You try to open up the door. So they say,
objection, anything is possible.
All right. Anyway, now, So he said, do you concede that you can't do split the day? He said, Aval, you can. So they said, Kshem Shim Arvin Liyom Echad, just like you can't divide up one day, Chetzil Darom, Chetzil Safon, I can't have Makom Shvit in the north and the south. That's your question from yesterday, Robert, right? That you would ask to have about having a number of Eruvin. So here, not simultaneously, even successively, one can't have several Eruvin for the same day. He says, Kachim Arvin L'Shnei Yamim, Yom Echad L'Mizrach, Yom Echad L'Marav. So too, the Chachamim said to him, you can't have two Eruvim, one on Friday, one on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara fills in. That was a quote from a Braisa. So the Gemara says, Reb Lezer, Hatam Kedusha Achad, Hachashtei Kedusha. They're very different. One day is one Kedusha. I can't divide one day up, but with 2 days, I could divide it up. Amar Lehin Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer, this is back in the Braisa. Reb Lezer is responding to the Chachamim. Amar Lehin Reb Lezer, Iyatam Odim, Shemirei Baragla B'Yom Rishon, Ma'arei Baragla B'Yom Sheni. Don't you concede that if a person, you say it has to be the same Erev, but don't you concede that if he's miraculously, he walks to the location, he's got to walk to that same location the next day as well? He says, Ne'achali Revo B'Yom Rishon, and don't you also concede that if the Erev got eaten on day one, Eino Tse'ala B'Yom Sheni, you can't rely on that Erev for the second day? So Amru Lo Aval, they said, yeah, we agree with that. We agree with everything you said. So he says, so Halai Shtei Kedushot Hein. So that proves it's two Kedushot. I have to do two Eruvim. And if one gets eaten, I don't have an Eruv the next day. So that sounds like, what are you talking about? So it's two Kedushot, like I hold. So the Gemara explains now, V'Rabbanan Sipuke Misapku, L'chamim or Misupak, whether it's one Kedushot or two Kedushot. B'hacha L'chumra, B'hacha L'chumra. They go each way L'chumra. So again, so if I have an Eruv on day one, I have to lay the Eruv again on day two, because I don't know if the Eruv for day one carries over to day two. I have to go to each case L'chumra. And if I don't have the Eruv for day two, then I have to be choshesh that I don't know which Eruv is my Eruv. I don't know if my Makom Shvita is in point A or point B. So again, if I have my Makom Shvita in point A, I don't have the picture book for these, but it doesn't take much to imagine. Just imagine 2 points along a line. So if I have my Eruv at point A, I get a circle of 2,000 amot around there. If I have point B, I get a circle around there. If I don't know which one is my Eruv because the Eruv got eaten, and now I don't have an Eruv for day two, so it could be that my Eruv is at point B and I have that, or it could be my Eruv is at point A. So I'm limited to the space they both have in common, where the two circles meet. That's my Eruv, where the two circles meet. So the 2,000 amot between the 2 points, that I could walk in, but I can't walk east of point B or west of point A. Anyway, let's see back in the Gemara.
Last question.
Okay, wait. In 6 lines, I'm going to do question. Okay, 4 lines. So Amru Reb Lezer, they said to the Tana Reb Lezer, Iyatamoda Shein Ma'arvin Bechila Miyom Tov L'Shabbat. Don't you agree that I can't take out an Erev? Let's say Yontiv is on Friday. I can't take out a loaf of bread on Yontiv to make an Erev for Shabbos. So he says, Amar Lahen Aval. He said, yeah, that I agree with. In other words, I didn't have an Erev the day before, I can't do it now. So Halai, Kedusha Chavhi, that proves it's one Kedusha, like we're saying. So the Gemara says, Reb Lezer, Hatam Yishum Hachana. Reb Lezer says that's a different problem. In other words, I can't have Hachana, I can't do preparation on Yontiv for Shabbos. So therefore, I can't now create an Erev where none existed on Yontiv for the coming Shabbos. That I can't do. All right.
But you could do an Erev Tafshilin to allow you to cook.
Yeah, right. So that's a very good point. So Erev Tafshilin works with different svaras, but one svara that the Gemara has two svaras for it, but one svara the Gemara has is that Hoel v'yimiklai orchin v'chazilei hashtanami chazilei, that when I'm preparing the food, I should prepare the food earlier in the day. I shouldn't prepare the food for Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos is at 6 o'clock. I shouldn't prepare the food at 5:30. I should prepare the food at, let's say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So then it could be that I would have guests walk in and I could feed the guests. I'm allowed to feed the guests. So now they don't walk in. So I'm using it for Shabbos. That's one svara the Gemara has. And then another svara the Gemara has. Fern, is that you? You got to mute. Okay. So the another svara the Gemara has, and there was somebody in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yonatan Drori was saying this to me today. It's the other svara is that we said that Yontiv can't prepare for Chol, but it could be that Yontiv could prepare for Shabbos. But that would be a different halacha. Anyway, but take the one of Hoel v'Miklai L'Orachim. Okay, so that we'll go with that. Okay, all right. Now now you had a question before, Yosef. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts?
Yeah, I got
anything
questions.
We did. What do you got?
According to Rabbi Eliezer, can you set up one Erev for both days, same direction?
No, You could do the same location, but you have to have a separate Eruv for each day.
Even in the same direction.
Right.
Okay.
Any other questions? Any questions from anybody? Robert, you good? Okay. All right. That's it then. Everybody's good. All right. Michael, now it's time for your statement. Good group. Okay. All right. Now, all right, let's see further. All right, let's take a look. Okay, we're three lines from the bottom on Lamed Chemeral, 38A, three lines from the bottom. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Ire Bragla Biyom Rishon. Now, Ire Bragla means he walked to the location and declared this to be his Makom Shvita. So, Ire Bragla Biyom Rishon, Ma'are Bragla Biyom Sheni. So he has to do it again the second day, the Brisa says. In other words, this is saying, Lechora, that the first opinion is saying that it's two kedushot. In other words, if I make an Erev on one day, I have to make an Erev on the other day. So it's two kedushot. So if I make an Erev on Thursday night for Yantiv, I have to make an Erev on Friday night for Shabbos. He says, Ne'echali Revo Biyom Rishon, if he used food and the loaf of bread got eaten on day one, Ein Yotzei La Biyom Sheni Divrei Rebbe. It's not Yotzei the second day. That's Rebbe. So Rebbe, we could say, he holds it's two kedushot. He holds the same as the Tana Reb Lezer, or it'll come out that Rebbe is really, you know, relaying the opinion of Reb Lezer. He says, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, the next opinion, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, turn page, the top line on Lamed Chen Beis, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Hareza Chamar Gamal. Rebbe Yehuda says, remember Chamar Gamal, we had this the other day, he's like the donkey leader and the camel driver and the donkey driver. So the camel I pull from the front of the camel, the donkey I guide from the rear of the donkey. So I'm caught between the donkey and the camel. I'm caught between a rock and a hard place, you'd say in American English. So he means he's mesupak, whether it's one kedusha or two kedushot. So that being the case, if the Erev got eaten, it's the same as what I just described a minute ago. I don't know if my Erev Tchumen is in point A. I don't know if it's in point B. So I'm limited to the space between those two. So that opinion, it seems like the Chachamim in our Mishnah, right? In other words, I don't know if it was one Kedusha or two Kedushot. So again, the first opinion held it was two Kedushot. Second one is Mesupak, like the Chachamim. Third opinion, Rosh Hashanah of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha Omrim, these two Tanaim say, Erev Lav Barishon, Erev Lav Biyom B'Sheni. If you made an Erev on Thursday night, you don't have to make an Erev on Friday night. Ne'achali Revo Biyom Rishon, Yotzei La B'Sheni. If the Erev got eaten, it's the Nishkafeilach. You can use it going forward. In other words, that clearly holds. It's one Kedusha. So to summarize the Shitot and the Brisa, it's two Kedushot. Not sure if it was one Kedusha or two Kedushot, or it's one Kedusha. Okay, those are the three opinions in the Brisa. Okay, now, on line four, Amar Rav, Halacha Ka'ar Ba'az Kinim Alalu, Balibid Reb Lezer, Damar Shtei Kedushot Hein. So Rav says, Halacha follows the four following Zakenim, who's going to say who the four Zakenim are, and the Tana Reb Lezer, who we had in our Mishnah, that Yantiv and Shabbos are two separate Kedushot. That's what he holds. Ba'ilumhinar Ba'az Kinim. Here are the four Zakenim that he was referring to. Rav Shmuel of Rabbi Shmuel. Now it should be Beno, Rabbi Shmuel, Beno Shel, Rabbi Yochanan Broka. That's the way it should be. Now, if you remember, here we're saying that they hold two Kedushot. Six lines above, on the top line of the Amud, we said they held it was one Kedusha, so it's got to be a Stira, right? Six lines before, they said it's one Kedusha, and now Rav is saying that the Halacha follows these four Zakenim who hold as two Kedushot, and two of the Tanaim, or the ones that we just mentioned, has one Kedusha. So he says, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, that's the son of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who was in the cave for 13 years. Reb Yossi Bar Yehuda Stimta, the anonymous one, means that his opinion is cited anonymously in many Mishnayot, so he's called Stimta. In other words, Rebbe adopted his opinion anonymously in many Mishnayot. The Ikeda Amri, others say, Chad Minayu Reb Lezer, some say that one of the Tanaim should be Reb Lezer. That's different than Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer, and here's a nice little Rashi tucked away here. Where is it? 1 minute, I saw it a minute ago, or earlier.
Like the middle of the page, almost.
No, it's the fourth narrow line on top. Chaminai Reb Lezer, Kol Reb Lezer Stam B'Shas, Shehu Tana, Reb Lezer Ben Shemuahu. So whenever you see Reb Lezer and Shas as a Tana, that's Reb Lezer Ben Shemuahu. And if you see Reb Lazar Zamora, that's Reb Lazar ben Padad. But it's nice to remember that. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, I think, on Daf Yud Tet Amud Beis, where he goes through it. He says that. But it's nice to know that. So Reb Lazar ben Shemu is the Tana, Reb Lazar ben Padad is the Amora. So he says here, so back in the Gemara, Ikedamri Chaminayu Reb Lazar. Some say that one of the four is Reb Lazar, Umapik, Reb Yossi Bar Yehuda Stimta'a, and we're going to take out Reb Yossi Bar Yehuda Stimta'a. Okay, so the bottom line is that Rav says the Lacha follows Tana Reb Lazar, that it's two Kedusha when I have Yantiv and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yantiv, and Mela I need a separate Eruv for each day, and it follows these four Tanaim. So the Gemara says, "V'harav Shmuel v'Rabbi Shmuel benosha Rabbi Yochanan broka ipcha shamin lahu." But we heard, so here Rav is ascribing to them the opinion two kedushot. But at the top of the Amud, we learned that they held one kedusha. We did the brice at the top of the Amud. The top line said that they both held that it was one kedusha. Right? Remember on the top two lines, we said Irei Brad Labrishon, Imir Brad Labasheni. That their opinion was, "If I made an Erev on day one, I don't need an Erev for day two because." It's one Kedusha. And they also held if the Erev got eaten on day one, I'm still good. So they hold it's one Kedusha. So what's going? Do they hold two Kedushas or one Kedusha? So the Gemara says at Epoch, that the Shita that was set forth at the top of the Amud is not correct. And we have to say not that they held that it was one Kedusha, they held it was two Kedushot. Not, in other words, the Brisa didn't properly record their opinion. So the Gemara says, Ihaki Hainu Rebbe, if they hold that it's two Kedushot, so then in essence they're saying the same thing as Rebbe, which was the first opinion in the Brisa. So the Gemara says, but he says, Eima v'chein amar v'shublil, and it should be Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Broka. So we should say that Rebbe says this, and also Rabbi Shmuel, and also Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Okay, so that we clarified. V'luchshuv Nami Rebbe. Why don't we list Rebbe as also an opinion that holds two kedushas? Rebbe was the first opinion of the Brice that he said two kedushot. So the Gemara says Rebbe Tani Law v'lo Savar Law. Rebbe is teaching the opinion, but he does not personally hold from it. So even though Rebbe cites this opinion, Rebbe doesn't agree with the opinion. So we don't say that he's one of the Tanaim. So the Gemara says, Rabbana Nami Tani Lavalo Savri Law. So if that's the case, how do you know that those two Tanaim that we just mentioned, why are they for the part of the four Zakenim? Maybe they're teaching the opinion. They're just repeating the opinion of the Tana Reb Lezer, and they don't hold from it. How do you know they hold from it? So the Gemara says, Rav Gemara Gamir Law. Rav had a Masorah from his Rebbeim. Look at Rashi around the 15th narrow line. Rav Gemara Gamir Law, Me Rabbe, Dehanach Arba's Kingdom, Sphir Lahu Kreb Lezer, Abal Rebbe Tani Velo Savar Law. Rebbe, in other words, Rav's Masorah was, it's not, you can't see it in the words of the Brisa, but Rav had a Masorah that Rebbe, and Rav did not live so much longer after Rebbe, like I think he overlapped in his life with Rebbe. His Masorah was that Rebbe is repeating this opinion but doesn't personally hold from it, but those other two Tanaim, i.e. Rebbe's father, Rebbe Shmuel Gamliel, and Rebbe Shmuel ben Osher Yochum Rocha, they do hold from the opinion. Okay, so again, just to repeat, so we had 2 days. We have Shabbos and Yantiv, or Yantiv and Shabbos, and the question is, are they two Kedusha? Are they two separate entities? And as a result of that, do I need two separate Eruvin, or could I even have two separate Eruvin for each day? So one opinion, the Tana Reb Lezer says, yeah, they are two Kedushot, and you have a separate Eruv for each day. In one way, it's a Kula, but it could be a Chumra. So the Kula is that I can do one Eruv on Friday and a different Eruv on Shabbos. But the Chumra is if it gets eaten, then I don't have an Eruv anymore. So Rav is saying the Halakha follows the Tana Reb Lezer, and it follows these four Tanaim who hold it as two Kedushot. Okay, who's had questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far? Okay, let me hear from Malka, the queen. Let's see, what do you got for me, Malka?
Okay, so you keep on talking as if the Shabbat and Yom Tov are consecutive days, but the truth is this is Bavel, so in Bavel they had 2 days of Yom Tov. If they had 2 days of Yom Tov, then one day was Yom Tov and Shabbat.
How did you figure out we're talking about Bavel?
Well, this is Talmud Bavli, isn't it?
Yeah, but the Mishnayot were comprised...
Oh, only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
Right. I mean, clearly the Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael, and the Tanayim are living in Eretz Yisrael. But in Akinami and Babel, there would be a Sveika Diyoma from 2 days Yantiv, right? There would be a Sveika Diyoma.
So what would they do in that case?
So if it's Sveika Diyoma, I don't think it would really change the fact pattern particularly. If I hold this two Kedushot, so I still need two separate Eruvin because clearly it's Kedusha Shabbos. In other words, if it's two Kedusha, it means either Friday was Yontiv and Shabbos was Shabbos, or both days are on Shabbos. But either way, I still need two Eruvin Chumen, right? In other words, the fact is either Friday is Yontiv and Shabbos is not Yontiv, or Friday or Shabbos is both Shabbos Yontiv. So either way, I need two Eruvin.
Right.
And so I don't think.
To.
Right. Okay. Okay. Who's had any questions, comments, thoughts? Robert?
I have a question. Yeah, can two different people in the same family have different Eruvs?
So that's an interesting question. A family is usually like a unit. Your question is who's covered by the Eruvi Tchumen that a person puts down. So I have to look more into this, Robert. I need to know who is covered by the Eruvi Tchumen. So
well, he's also asking
part of the meal.
He's also asking, could two people in a household have different Eruvim?
Right.
The daughter
right.
wants to go yeah. to the Rebbe.
I got it. Okay, let me get back to you on that, Belinetter. Okay, Lachora, two.
But
could I add an amendment to Michael's point? Before you amend it, I mean, Lachora, if you have two members of the family, I would think that they could have two separate Eruvi Tchumen. It what's sticking in my mind a little bit is whether a person is Somech al Shulchan Aviv or not, whether a person is relying on his father or not. All right, let me get back to you with that. Okay, what's the next?
I have to ask my amendment to Michael's point.
Okay, what's the amendment?
If I'm the father, right. I have Eruv point A, and my daughter establishes Eruv point B.
For
can
herself.
I go to either A or B, or do I have
go to A? No. You only have one Makom Shvita. You can't pick and choose.
Right. So in other words, if I'm A, I'm A, and if she's B,
she's B. Right.
Okay.
That part's clear. All right. Let me just see for a second.
I have a question too.
Okay. No, I want to ask Yosef to get me a safer. One second. But I can get it myself.
Yosef, start your engine.
Yeah. 1 second. Let me. All right, give me 1 second.
Yosef, what would we do without Yosef?
That's true. Okay, and don't forget this coming Shabbos and Sunday. I sent you an email. I'm giving Daf Yomi at the shul. I hope people will come. So we're 5:30 on Shabbos afternoon, 5:30 p.m., and 5:30 on Shabbos, 5:40 on Sunday, 5:40 on Sunday. Okay. Tough Yudvav. Okay. All right. Who wanted to, Fern, you wanted to ask? Let me get a safer while you ask your question. Okay. One second.
Well, maybe this is a toss-up question for the Chevra.
Let me get a safer while you're asking your question.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
For 10 points.
All right. What do you got for me, Fern?
Which college? Right. What is the significance? We talked about you need a certain shear, you need a certain number of meals, all this. How significant is it to eat the meal? What's the obligation about eating it?
I don't know if you have any obligation to eat it.
You say you have to eat it.
You just need the potential to eat it. Okay.
So no one has to eat it?
No. All right, 1 second.
Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't miss that.
Also,
1 second.
Also.
Yeah. What's up, Aaron Moshe?
No, you were saying this.
Yeah. Aaron Moshe. Aaron Moshe.
The father wants one and wants another way. What happened to school?
I couldn't hear you, Aaron Moshe. Try again.
I'm saying you said Soymich al Shulchan Aviv.
Yeah.
That's if the father has one Eruv and the kid wants another Eruv. But what happens if there's two kids in the same family that want two separate Eruv?
All right, I need to look into it. One second. Let me just...
But then it's already not Soymich al Shulchan Aviv.
One second. Yeah, so far... Yeah, so far we've only spoken about individuals with the Eruv Tchumen. So I have to look into this thing with the family. So far, he's only speaking about...
Why can't you say they're automatically under the father unless they specify and make their own Eruv? They want to go a different direction.
I need to look. One second. Cholik Eruvo, this we are. Marav the Rabbim. Yeah. So he says a person can make an Eruv for all the people in the city, but there has to be Mazon, two suitors for each one. So let's take a look. One second. Oh, okay. Now I got it. Yeah. Okay. Here. Okay. So the Mechaber says, he says like this: Katan ben sheish shanim u'pachot. If a child, this is in the Siman Taf Yudalid. If a child is 6 years or less, he's yotzei be'eruv imo. He's yotzei with his mother's eruv. Ein tzrich li'ol mazon shtei suot li'im atzmo. I don't have to have special food set forth for him. So I think earlier, let's take a look. He says, "Chutz mi no be toketanim if shulchan on." So I have to go. It's in Siman Taf Yudal. So Bli Neder, I'm going to go over the Siman tomorrow, and I'll get back to you. But it sounds like that. It sounds like children who are over the age of six, you have to have a certain amount of food set forth for them in order for the Erev Tchumen to be good for them. That's the way it sounds like. And you'll designate it. But in other words, so if you want the kids or other members of the family to be covered, you'd have to, it sounds like, have separate food for them and make the Erev for them as well. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. All right, so we're on Lamed Chet Amud Beis. Let's take a look. Okay. Okay, we're around 10, 15 lines down. Kinach nafshei de Rav Huna. Everybody have it? Okay, 38b, around 10 lines down. So the Gemara says, Kinach nafshei de Rav Huna. When Rav Huna passed away, Ail Rav Chista lemirma de Rav adrav. Rav Chista came to pose a... I don't know what the connection is between the death of Rav Huna and asking a question on Rav, but he says he posed a contradiction ostensibly in two statements of Rav. It says, Mi amar Rav halach garba zakenim alib the Reb Lezer, the marshtek kedushot hein. Did Rav really say the lacha follows these four zakenim and it's like two kedushot? He says, Vaha itmar, but we stated a halacha, Shabbat v'yom tov. He says, if I have 2 days, Shabbos and Yantiv, he says... Either way, whether it's Yontiv on Friday or Yontiv on Sunday, Rav Amar Nolda Bazeh Sur Bazeh. Rav says an egg that's laid on one day is prohibited on the next day. So this is a type of Nolad. Remember, it's the first sugya in Masechet Be'ah, which we're going to have another...
Be'ah Shanol Tab Yontov.
100% correct. That's it. That's it. You're Talmidei Chachamah here, Fern.
Yeah.
So Rav says if an egg was laid on one day, it's prohibited on the next day. So we think that that's working with the idea that it's one Kedusha. In other words, we think that because it was late on one day, so now it's prohibited. We think it's a din and nolad. In other words, nolad is prohibited. If the Gemara gives four reasons in Be'ah why an egg should be prohibited. I think the easiest one was it was gzeira mishum peirot anoshim. Remember, like the gzeira, or like they were afraid that people would come to pluck the fruit from the trees. It's one example, one reason given. But anyway, the Gemara says asur bezeh. So we think that that's one is, in other words, so the egg is prohibited for 2 days. One day is Shabbos, one day is Yantiv. We think it's because one Kedusha. And Rab said it's two Kedushot. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Hata Mishum Hachana. Over there, that's a separate halacha. The reason it's prohibited for 2 days isn't per se because of one Kedusha. It's for a different reason. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, and this is Hachana de Rabba. He says, Vayaba Yom Shive Chinu, on the sixth day, in the midbar that they'll prepare the food for Shabbat, he says, Chol Meichin LeShabbat, but Chol Meichin LeYom Tov. So Chazal teach us that a weekday can prepare for Shabbos, and a weekday can prepare for Yantiv. Bein Yantiv Meichin LeShabbat. But Yantiv you can't prepare on Yantiv for Shabbos. Bein Shabbos Meichin LeYom Tov. Shabbos can't prepare on Yantiv. So when the egg is laid on one day, so it's like, you know, it's like if I say I can eat it now on Yontiv, it's like Shabbos is now preparing for Yontiv, that type of thing. Let's take a look and see what he's got here. He says, one second. Yeah, so footnote 9. This is what we got. He says... Yeah. So the way the article says it, in Rav's ruling, the egg is forbidden because of preparation. The egg was prepared for use when it was laid on the first day, and it was forbidden to derive benefit from an item of food on Shabbos or Yontiv that was prepared for immediately preceding Shabbos or Yontiv. In other words, by being laid, that's the preparation. So I can't have Shabbos or Yontiv prepare for you know, Shabbos can't prepare for Yontiv. That was the case. All right. All right, I'm going to move on. Now, the Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabba. Rabba was his rabbi and his uncle. Amar Le Abaye, Lahadadan, but we learn the Mishnah. Ketzad Huosem, Olicho Barisho, Numach Shechalav, Benot Lo Balo. Let's say I have a Yantiv and a Shabbos. So the first day, I'll bring my loaf of bread, I'll stick it out in the field, I'll hang out with it, then I'll take it and go home. B'sheni Mach Shechalav Ochlo. The second day, I'll put it down there and then eat it afterwards, Ubalo. Haka Meichin Miyontov LeShabbat. Isn't he preparing on Yontiv for Shabbos, when he takes his Erev and plants it down on let's say Yom Tov is on a Friday, so Friday afternoon he walks over, he takes his Eruv and plops it down and declares it to be his Eruv. So isn't that making preparation? So Amalei Rabbis, Rabbi says, Abaye, mi sabret sofa yom kona Eruv. Did you think that sofa yom means the end of Friday, that's when the Eruv becomes effective? Tchilat yom kona Eruv. In other words, the Eruv is only effective on Shabbos, the Eruv becomes effective. The Shabbat machin la'atzma, Shabbos is really preparing for itself. So he's saying that he's not really doing any quote-unquote preparation for Shabbos on Yom Tov. It only becomes an Eruv on Shabbos. So Elamiyata, so if that's the case, Ya'arvu Balagin. So if you remember, we had this case on Lamed Bava and Aleph. Let me just repeat again. So I don't know if I said it 100% so correct the first time I did it with you, but on the bottom of Lamed Bava and Aleph, we had a Mishnah, Lagin Tful Yom. This was three lines from the bottom on Lamed Bava 36a. Lagin Tful Yom. By the way, where is Livia tonight, Taka? Anyway, so you have a Keli, which is a Tful Yom. A Keli that's going to be Tahor tonight. In other words, a Tful Yom can be Mintame Truma. So the Keli is like poison for Truma. So Lagin is the Keli, Tful Yom. Shemilo Menachavid Shel Ma'aser Tevel. So he's got another Keli, another barrel that's filled with Ma'aser Rishon, but no Trumas Ma'aser was taken from it. So he says, so he takes this Lagin, he takes some of the Ma'aser Rishon, and he says, Va'amar Hareza Trumat Ma'aser Shetashach. The tavua that's in this keli is going to be trumas maaser after nightfall. In other words, right now the keli is tavul yom, but after nightfall it won't be. So I declare it to be trumas maaser after nightfall. So the mission says devar of kayam, and then it's an effective designation. V'mamar irvu li bazel omar klum. But if he says I want my eruv to be with the food that's in this keli, he didn't accomplish anything. All right, and we'll see in a minute. So now back in the Gemara. So back on Lamed Chenam Beis. So the Gemara says, if you're telling me that it's Sof HaYom, or Tchil HaYom, I'm sorry, if you're telling me Tchil HaYom is Kona Eruv, then it means the Eruv becomes effective with Seisa Kochavim. So he says, Elamiyata Ya'arvu Balagin. So why can't I make an Eruv with that? What's wrong? In other words, so you're right. In other words, this will be the Trumas Ma'aser, but I can make an Eruv Tchumin with Truma, but only be Truma after nightfall. Why can't I make an Eruv with it? So he says, Ba'in and Suda Ru'u Yom Yom Baleka. There's another requirement, which we did already. It has to be Ru'u to be eaten by daylight. So it has to be Ru'u to be eaten by day, but it's only effective later on at night. So you only filled one of the two prongs there because you can't eat it by day. Okay, everybody good so far with this? All right, so the main idea we're saying is that you can't prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's basically okay. So Elahadinan, but we learned in our Mishnah, Reb Lezer Omer, Yom Tov Asamuch LeShabbat Beim Lefina Beim Lachareha. When Yom Tov is like contiguous with Shabbos on a Friday or a Sunday, Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin, a person sets two Eruvi Tchumen. He says Habayin and Suda Ruv Yom Bleka. So the Gemara says like this. Again, you teach me another requirement. It has to be Suda Ruv Yom. In other words, I have to be able to eat at Mibod Yom. Let's say I live in a certain town, and imagine like there's the borders of the town. And now on the first day, I'm going to make my Eruvit Chumin all the way on the east. And the second day, I'm going to make my Eruvit Chumin all the way on the west. So the Eruvit Chumin that I put down in the west, I don't have access to it on the first day of Yom Tov. In other words, we're assuming that I'm plopping down the food. Let's say I'm plopping down the food ahead of time. So the food is in Makom Meshumar, 2,000 amo to the east of the town and 2,000 amo to the west of the town. So my Eruv Tchumin for Friday is going to be, the town is A, 2,000 amo to the east is B, and 2,000 amo to the west is C. So my Eruv Tchumin for Friday is going to be centered on B. So I'm going to have 2,000 amo and the end of the 2,000 amo is the city. And then on Shabbos, my Eruv Tchumin is going to be point C, which is 2,000 amo to the west of the city. But I need for the Eruv to be good, it has to be Rui to be eaten the day before. So in other words, the night before. So Friday afternoon, the food has to be susceptible to being eaten. But do I have access even to the Makom Eruv? In other words, I can't even go where the Eruv is because my Eruv is 2,000 amo to the east on Friday, and then I want to have an Eruv for Shabbos, which is 2,000 amo to the west. So I don't have access to that food. So it can be eaten physically if I were there, but I don't have access to it. So he says, So the Gemara says, Misavar demanach le besof alpayim aman lakan, besof alpayim aman lakan. Who says that the case in the Mishnah is the case I just described, where the two eruvim are being placed, one 2,000 amo to the east, one 2,000 amo to the west? Lo, demanach le besof elef aman lakan, besof elef aman lakan. The case is not why I did 2,000, 2,000. I did 1,000 to the east, so I still have access to 1,000 to the west. And the second day, I have 1,000 to the west. So within a suda ruya to be eaten, even on the even on the first day, I could eat, you know, the food for the second Eruv. Okay.
I don't need to put an Eruv down for north and south.
I'm losing. But
to go 1,000 amas north or 1,000 amas south, I don't need an Eruv. I'm just staying in my house.
No.
So, you get 2,000 anyways, right?
Right. No, wait. And we're talking about east and west, but either way, let's say I got it. Listen, let's say I have my Eruv Tchumen 1,000 amo to the east. So I could go there from my house, but I want to go to a point 2,000 amo beyond there. In other words, that's the advantage of the Eruv Tchumen. In other words, that's my Makom Shvita 1,000 amo to the east. But my goal is to go 3,000 amo. In other words, I'm in city A. My Eruv is in point B, 1,000 amo from the city, but I want to go 2,000 amo to the east of B. So I want to go in total 3,000 amo. That's why I need the Eruv Tchumen. I can't go 3,000 amo without the Eruv Tchumen. Is that good?
No, so what's the problem?
Again, the problem is that I want to have one Eruv Tchumen to the east and one for Yontiv and one Eruv to the west for Shabbos. So the Gemara thought that each Eruv Tchumen is 2,000 amot from the city. So each
Which
one is,
that's what we've done all along.
That's the way we thought, 2,000 to the east and 2,000 to the west. So when I have the Eruv Tchumen 2,000 to the east, on Friday afternoon, I can't eat the one 2,000 amot to the west. In other words, that's the problem. So it's not ruhi to be eaten on the day before, which is right. It has to be ruhi to be eaten.
Because the city itself has width and length. The points are far apart from each other in the city.
The city is not so much one way or the other way. The key is, do I have access to my Eruv on Friday, the one that I'm going to use for Shabbos? So let's say I tell my friend Reuven, because that's usually I don't put down the Eruv Tchumen, I tell somebody else to put the Eruv Tchumen down. So I tell him, put one 2,000 amo to the east of the city. That's at point B. The city is point A. And so 2,000 amo is point B to the east of the city. And then for Shabbos, I have one 2,000 amo to the west of the city. So the one for Shabbos is being placed on Friday. So on Friday, my Eruv Tchumen is being placed 2,000 amo to the west of the city. But on Friday, my Eruv, my Tchum Yantiv, is from the point 2,000 amo to the east. So do I have access 2,000 amo to the west? Do you have it? In other words, I wish I had like one of these diagrams, but it's a simple idea. Like imagine you have the city is in the middle, it's point A. 2,000 amo to the east is point B, and 2,000 amo to the west is point C. So I have 3 points, and I have Yontiv is on Friday, and then I have Shabbos. I want to have a different tchum for Yontiv, a different tchum for Shabbos. So on Thursday night, somebody goes out for me and places the Eruv Tchumen at point B. So that's going to be my Makom Shvita for Shabbos. That point is 2,000 amo to the east of the city. But then somebody's also going to place an Eruv at point C, 2,000 amo to the west. And that's going to be for Shabbos. So the first one was for Yontiv. I don't know if I said the right thing. One was for Yontiv, one for Shabbos. So do I have access on Friday to the food that's being placed for Shabbos? No, because it's 2,000. It's outside my Tchum Yontiv. So the Gemara says that's not the case. The case is each one was only 1,000 amo from the first point, 1,000 amo to the east, 1,000 amo to the west, and so I have access to it. So Michael said, what's my benefit? The benefit is that it permits me to go 2,000 amo beyond there. I don't know. People following?
I thought they said you can't have two different Eruvim.
Okay, listen.
Don't they say it's on Lamed Daled,
Okay, let me get Robert. Let me get Michael. Okay, Robert, listen. We said we can't have two Eruvin for the same day. The Mishnah said if I have Yontiv and Shabbos, we're going two Kiddushot. According to the Tanur Reb Lezer, I can have one Eruv for Yontiv and a different Eruv for Shabbos. And that's what we're talking about. You got it?
Okay, I thought they said you can't split.
You can't split the same day, but the Tanan Reb Lezer says I can have one Erev for Yontif and a different Erev for Shabbos. Right. Okay, Michael, what do you got for me?
Remember, we had these two Mishnayot where it was Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos, Friday was a Yom Tov, and then it was Shabbos. And we ruled you could make these two Eruvim, but the whole reason the Chachamim made that Mishnah was for when the first day is Shabbos and Yom Tov is Sunday, and you had two different Eruvim. And so it's a Mishnah. I don't know why you're looking for it.
You mean our
right? Mishnah? You remember
not,
this?
Not the Mishnah we did today, a different Mishnah.
Mishnah we did today.
Prior to today. And what did it say?
Remember, there were two memras. There was Friday Shabbos, Friday Yom Tov Shabbos, or Shabbos and the first day of Yom Tov was Sunday. The only day of Yom Tov was Sunday, and right. He wanted a Reuven because the Rosh Hashiva was in the west, and the other day the Rosh Hashiva was on the east.
No. Okay, all right. That sounds like the sugya with Breira. No, that sounds like the sugya with Breira you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, that was Shabbos stuff.
It might have been the sugya. It wasn't Breira, but it was before Breira. But okay, let's say it was the sugya with Breira. Does that make a difference?
Well, with Breira,
those were two different. There was a Eruvim.
Let me
4,000 amas apart.
Let me see that when you come up with the Mishnah, you show me the Mishnah. You point the Mishnah out to me. Okay. Okay. All right. In the meantime, I'm going to go on. Okay. Okay. All right. Now. All right. Okay. 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 So. All right. So. All right. So.
I think it was Shabbat stuff, Mike.
Okay.
Huh?
I think it was Shabbat stuff.
Definitely. That's how I know it so well.
Okay. Now I need everybody just to mute themselves. When Michael finds it, he'll let us know. Okay. Let me mute everybody. Everybody muted. Okay. Everybody can. Okay. So now, we're 10 lines from the bottom on Lamed Chet Amud Beis. All right. So. Okay. Now we said that I can't prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos or vice versa. So Ela Hadamar of Yehuda, Irei Braglav Yom Rishon, Marei Braglav Yom Sheni. If a person, he's got a Yom Tov and a Shabbos, if he makes an Erev by his physical presence, he has to do it both days. Irei Bepat Yom Rishon, if he made an Erev on the first day with bread, Marei Bepat Yom Sheni. So the Gemara says, Hakamechin Yom Tov LeShabbat. So he's asking, I don't know if it's a bayi, was asking Rabbah, so isn't that preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos? If Yom Tov is on a Friday, and I take a bread and I declare it to be Eruv Tchumen, isn't that preparing from Friday for Shabbos? So Amar Leh, so Rabbah said, Mi Savar Da'azil Ba'amar Midi. Who says he goes and says anything? He makes any statement. Da'azil V'shatik V'yativ. He just goes, he places the bread, and he's quiet. He doesn't say anything. So the Gemara is taking it that it's the statement which would be the hachana, otherwise just a loaf of bread. So he doesn't say anything. So the Gemara says, come on, according to whom was Rabbi making this statement? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Apparently, we think, now the Gemara later on has on Daf Mem Hey, about Chalopin Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim. Let's say a person is traveling and he falls asleep going into Shabbos. So he never declares anything, his makom shvita. So is that his makom shvita or not? In other words, like he just takes a snooze at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and then he wakes up, you know, it's 1 a.m. So does he have a makom shvita 2,000 amot, or he's just limited to dalan amot where he is? Like what's his status? It says come on, Kribi Yochanuri, da amar chefse hefker konan shvita. Now the Gemara extends that concept from a sleeping person to chefse hefker. Do we say the chefza has a makom, gets the tchum of its owner, or it has its own tchum going into Shabbos? So we'll see in a minute. She says, so the Gemara thinks, so Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds that if a person plops down and sleeps and doesn't make any statement, he's got a makom shvita. So this statement that I am going to put down my Eruv, I won't say anything, it seems like it was very bit okmanuri. You know, it's just like I acquire Makam Shvita but not say anything. I place my bread in a place, I don't say anything. I have Makam Shvita. So the Gemara says, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. You could even say that Rabba's answer would work according to the Chachamim. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan le Rabbi Yochmanuri, el biyashen lo matzi amar. The machloket is only by a person who's sleeping, who's not in a position to articulate any position. Aval b'neur, but if it's a person who's awake, de'ibai lameimar matzi amar, if he would want to speak, he could speak. Aval gabad lo amar, even though he doesn't say anything, kiman da amar dami. It could be the chamim will hold that's good as well. So it could be everybody will agree that I don't require to make a statement with the loaf of bread, and I have it. So that's the way the Gemara is going with that. All right, let me finish up, and then Michael will fill us in on what he found, okay? So the Gemara now is taking it that making the statement we think would be hachana, but just putting the item down is not hachana. That's what the Gemara thinks. So now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha on this. We're going to prove that we have hachana even without a statement. So Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanin Labaye, you have a Shmilei Lamar. If Rabba had heard Hadatani, the following Braisa, he would have retracted his statement. And the Braisa says, Lo Yalech Adam Nesof Sadeh Ulidah Mahitzricha. On Shabbos, a person should not walk to the edge of his field to analyze what the field needs. Like, he'll think, oh, I need to irrigate this, I need to cut the crops here, I need to trim this. I shouldn't do that on Shabbat. He says, Ki Yotze Bo, similarly, on the top line of Lamed Ten Min Aleph, Lo Yitayel Adam Al Petach Medina. Medina here can be in city. He says a person should make a teal to the gate of the city, Kadeshi Kanes Lamerachatz Miyad, so that he can go to the bathhouse right away. I guess the bathhouse is right outside the gate of the city. So Hadar Bay. So had he heard this, he would have retracted his statement, because I see that I have Hachana even without making a statement. So Rab is under the misimpression, according to the Makshin, that I need a statement to be Hachana, but here I see I have Hachana even without making a verbal statement. So the Gemara says, Velohi, it's not true. Shamalei Velo Hadarei. Rab had heard of this Braisa, and he wasn't Choser. His Hatamucha Milta. Over there, his actions, you know, it's like clear, like, you know, it's explicit from his actions what his intent is. It's evident from the actions. His Hacha Lav Mucha Milta, but loaf of bread is not clear. I didn't, right, Lav Mucha Milta. In other words, from the loaf of bread, if he doesn't make a statement, I don't know one way or another way, so it's not Hachan if he doesn't make a statement. He says, why? Because over there, because here with the loaf of bread, Isurban Rabbanan Hu, Imrinan Shmaita Mim Shachte. In other words, why is he walking out to the field with this loaf of bread? So I could say if he's Taman Chacham, he got engrossed in his learning and just, like, you know, was for a tumult. He didn't know what he was doing. He says, V'yama Aretzu, if the person's an Ama Aretz, Amrinan Chamra Yir Kasei, because he lost his donkey. So it's not clear what he's doing. So he places the bread down. He's not making hakan as long as he doesn't make a statement. But over there with the field and with the Petach Medina, it's clear from his actions what he's doing. You know, it's like, you know, I spoke about this already with you. And it's like what does Rashi say? Rashi says, he says, what does he say? One second. Yeah, Hachana, Mucha Milta, right. Yeah, so Rashi connects it Mimsochep Sachabadabir Davar, that he's involved with, like, his own mundane affairs. But it's similar, like, you know, I told you, like, on Shabbos, like let's say the paint is peeling in my room. So on Shabbos I'm not allowed to look at the peeling paint, because it's clear that I'm thinking, you know, preparing to making a cheshbon about that I need to do a paint job after Shabbos. So that's what he's saying. I shouldn't go to the end of my field to see what it needs. In other words, everybody who looks at me knows what I'm going to my field for. And similarly with the Petach Medina. Okay, Michael, did you find what you're looking for, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What daf? What daf?
Daf, Lamed, Gimel, Amud Beis, the last three lines.
Okay, one second, let me take a look.
Esve Rav Bar Sheba Rav Papa. It's actually a reference to our Gemara here.
Yeah, right. That's our Mishnah. So what do you want to prove from there?
Yeah. Well, so what was the case? So they're doing a Reuven.
That's our Mishnah where you have a Shabbos and a Yontiv.
Right. And what does Rav Yirmiya say? The next lines. No, the whole thing, the whole Gzera was not for Friday to Shabbos, but from Shabbos to Sunday. But they made Eruvim in two different directions, right?
Wait. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was before, right, with the Kalkala. Then which line are you referring to?
The first three.
Where? On Medalad? Where are you talking about now?
Yeah, La Medalad, the first four lines. Amar Rav Zeira, third line. Zeira Mishun Yashech Aliyos Acher Shabbos. Wasn't that a Reuven for in two different directions? No, maybe not. I thought it was.
No. Over there, they're asking why he has to, again. Remember, the Gemara was talking about that basket that you were flipping over. Remember with Hoiel? Remember that was the case I came to your house and discussed it with you. That we said that Hoiel, since I could have the case, remember the basket was above 10 tefachim?
Yeah. Yeah.
Down to below 10 tefachim. And then the person has access to food.
So
that was with the issue of Hoiel. In other words, if I say Hoiel, so why do I even have to bring the food to the side of the Shvita? That's what the Gemara was asking. In other words, the Gemara was asking from that Mishnah, why do I have to bring, the Mishnah saying I have to bring the food to the site where I want my Erev to be.
Right, but wasn't that Erev on Shabbos and Sunday?
That's a red herring. That wasn't the issue. In other words,
I know that.
It's talking about Friday.
Wasn't that what they were doing?
In other words, it's just quoting our Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying you need one Erev for Friday, another Erev for Shabbos. But the reason the Gemara was quoting it wasn't for the Friday or Shabbos.
No, I understand.
To say, that was I don't see any stira with our sugya.
So these were not two Eruvim in different directions? I thought they were on these 2 days.
So in other words, the Gemara is just saying, the Gemara earlier was just addressing the issue. Why do I have to physically bring the food to the place of the where I want my shmuck to be?
Okay.
So what they did. So what's doing with the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about 2 days, and the Mishnah it's not talking about two different locations. It's talking about the same location. We just did the Mishnah, right? What in the Gemara says? He says if you look at Rashi on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, he says Manitani biyom tov shlofnei Shabbat selarev l'shnei yamim ketzadu oseh. He wants to make an Erev for 2 days. What does he do? It's not two different locations. Same location.
But
it's really that's a red herring. In other words, like Rashi points out later on, that we didn't even need the 2 days. We just need 1 day. It's just that's the Mishnah which quotes making the Erev, the formalities of it. Well, that's why it brings it down. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Okay. Let me end the recording. 1 second. Let me end the recording.
Yeah.
Who's got a question? You have a question? Okay.